اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة online radio empowering the ummah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Yes. Definitely a beautiful mashallah Wednesday morning on our program. The bliss of marriage. I almost say that it's Safina to Ilal Jannah. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. Of course, my engineer brother Tobella this morning standing in for Tobella as well. Well, he's my engineer always for the bliss of marriage. It's a beautiful morning, by the way. When I woke up this morning, I actually thought that it's going to rain because it was raining this morning on Safina to Ilal Jannah. But now I see the sun has come out. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Nevertheless, it's part two, the bliss of marriage, part two. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah, who will be joining us shortly, inshallah. Today is the 7th of Sha'aban, 1441, which is also the 1st of April. April 1441, April 2020. I want to welcome all our beloved listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I want to welcome all our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asman and company on this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. And I want to welcome the Merkaz Sahaba team, mashallah, is this morning on our program. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners, 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. To the international overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. That is plus 2-784-786-3132. Well, part two, the bliss of marriage. Our beloved Ustad is with me. He just walked in. So let's, inshallah, welcome him in to the program on this beautiful, mashallah, sunny morning on our program, the bliss of marriage. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa lana jazakallahu khairan.
Ustad, somebody wants to know, they say that Mufti Saab, my husband has changed completely, and he treats the entire family differently, and he treats me as a wife differently as well. He commits haram actions, he commits haram deeds. What should she do, the wife, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, there is a breakdown in your marriage, and now when did all this happen? It's not because of the lockdown only, but before that also. So what both of you need to do is have a heart-to-heart discussion, total privacy, not in front of the children, and then you need to start some ta'aleem in your home, take Riyadu Salihin, the fadail works of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, and then in that way there, that your house will become a madrasa, your house will become a place of da'wat and tabligh and a khanka, and in that way the conditions will change. Otherwise it will be meh-meh tutu, as we say in Urdu. Meh-meh tutu means I say, you say, and all these arguments will just continue. So you will have to keep silent and then try and win him over. And if he continues with his haram and so forth, and definitely he's sleeping with other women or what have you, and all these type of things, then obviously you don't fulfill his conjugal rights, so that Allah forbid you are protected from AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases, and you can even apply for a fasakh and annulment of marriage if he does not want to give you talaq. But that should be the last option. The aim should be, as the Quran Kareem teaches us, wasulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. Read ya wadudu ya wadudu ya wadudu abundantly. Almighty Allah make it easy for you.
A listener says, respected Mufti Saab, happy days, sad days, and many in-between days. Is divorce an answer to solving minor arguments? What are the valid reasons for divorce, Ustad?
Remember, I don't know which questions are coming in. I just mentioned now in the previous question that divorce should be the last option. Remember that if the wife is wrong, then the husband should speak to her. He should not fulfill her conjugal rights. Then he can use the miswak to tap her and so forth. And then still the marriage is not working out, then get in outside help, the seniors of the family or some ulama, and then you have arbitration. Both parties should go in. Even at that 11th hour, Quran says, "I yurida islaha yuwaffiqillahu baynahuma." Then Almighty Allah will bring about reconciliation, provided both parties are sincere. So four steps already Almighty Allah mentioned. Talaq should be the fifth step only, and that also one talaq, not all three talaqs and divorces. And from the wife's side, she should try her level best to make the home, because it's not her life only, it's her life, the children's life, so many issues will are there. So therefore, Quran Sharif gave both parties advices. So Quran teaches us that remember the laws of talaq, and the hadith teaches us the details of it. So what did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, say? Abghadul halali ilallahi at-talaq. The most hated of things which Almighty Allah made permissible by Allah is talaq, the hadith in Abu Dawood in Mishkat Sharif. So therefore, we will never advocate divorce unless it's a last resort.
Subhanallah. I see a sister says here, tell Mufti Saab, I want to see what a man will do the day he gives birth. All men are just big mouths, Mufti Saab, when it's time for birth. Ustad.
Remember that people, Almighty Allah made us, you understand, with different strengths, ability, and we have different roles in life. It's like you saying now you want to see the man breastfeeding. Obviously, it's not going to happen. So now you must remember, if you had a difficult labor and giving delivery and birth to your baby, so and you got problems with your husband, then doesn't mean that you start painting all the men with the same brush. That is unfair and unacceptable in Islam. Yes, you can say that your husband got a big mouth or this one got a big mouth and they say all these type of things, but now to make one sweeping statement for everybody, obviously there's no such thing and it's not going to happen as well. So sister, my advice to you will be, instead of wasting time in all these type of sweeping statements, rather read Salawat Durood Sharif, rather read Istighfar. If you are pregnant and expecting now, because you went through it in the past, it's your second, third, fourth child, so remember that read Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin. Oh beloved Allah, grant us pious offspring. Surah 37 verse 100, read it abundantly. Almighty Allah will make it easy for you.
Ustad, I see there's messages going around. It says here, lockdown extension notification. I got this from Port Elizabeth and I got this from Zimbabwe. And underneath it says here, Ustad, April Fool in advance.
Yes, even I received it. Remember that people just take these type of things very, very lightly, and they say we are in lockdown, so let us have some fun and games. Let us entertain ourselves. Let us make somebody laugh and so forth. So that is how some people will try and justify this action, which is not permissible. You know what the Quran Kareem teaches us? وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. You know the Quran is telling us in chapter 104, and that is verse number 1. Wailun, woe, destruction, wa place in Jahannam, in the Hellfire, Allah forbid. Likulli humazatil lumaza, people who are backbiting, gossiping, all that. And humaza, humazatil lumaza, so that is humaza, that is gossiping, backbiting. Lumaza, that we want to defame people, slander people. We'll say that this happened, that happened, and so forth. So and we take it as a joke, but remember in Islam it is considered as a major crime. People today, they invite the comedians for the nikah, for the jalsa, graduation ceremony, whatever, and they say we must have some light moments. You know what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? I sent it out this morning. Wailul lahu, wailul lahu, wailul lahu. For such people, there is destruction upon destruction. So you just want to make people laugh with your lies and so forth. So brothers, sisters, in Islam, there's no place for all this April Fool and so forth. And if you go and study the history of April Fool, then one version of it is this, that there in Spain, you must remember, they made the Muslims fools after 800 years rule almost. And then they told them, we'll give you this, give you that. They did not comply and fulfill any of the agreements. And in that way, they got read and tortured and kicked out and expelled the Muslims from Andalus. And that is Muslim Spain. Go read the history. We've been there, we saw. Until today, you will see our places. Our big masjid there in Cordoba has been transformed into a church. So remember, when you go there, you will cry. One of the best masjid at that time and biggest masjid at that time, today has become a church where they are singing songs and they got music and we cannot pray there. So many things have happened. This is just one example. So each one of us should realize we should not take these type of things lightheartedly.
Subhanallah. Somebody says here, anonymous Ustad, Mufti said, my wife is like a lion in our home. There are no signs of stating that do not touch the paw of a lion. You will be eaten. My question today is, Ustad, when wives become like lions, should we stay away from them or continue to argue with them, Ustad?
Remember that when you got married to her, so what did in homework did you do, my brother? What mashura did you do? She never became a lion today. At that time, she was already a cub. You must remember when you married her. And remember, she already had that instincts. But you were looking at the beauty. You were looking at the money. You were looking at the highly status in which strata of society. So we need to be honest to ourselves. I don't know you. I'm just giving general advice. J.C. Niyat V.C. Barakat, what were we looking for when we went for the wife? So we were looking for the wealth. We were looking, I'll become famous. Let me marry in a family that belongs to the higher strata of society in the elite group. And then we want just the wealth or the money or the beauty. So now when that was the criteria, you did not find out about the piety of the lady. You did not investigate regarding the taqwa, the character, akhlaq of the lady. So now today you have to pay the price. So therefore she will become the lion and you will become the mouse, my brother. So how are you going to change it now? So you have to change it by starting ta'alim in your house. Now it's locked down, you got enough time. So you can go sit in a masjid or in your musalla or wherever the masjid will be closed most probably. So in that way there, your musalla, your namaz room, wherever, and go and make dua, cry to Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala is Ya Muqallib Al-Qulub Sabbit Qalbi Ala Deenik. Ya Allah, you turn the hearts as you want to. So keep my heart steadfast on your deen, firm on your deen. So make dua for your wife, make dua for your children, everybody. Read Surah 25 verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh beloved Allah, that you grant us as spouses and children that the coolness of the eyes. So in that way, inshallah, things will change. But remember, you have to rewind your life a little bit and see how come you selected the lion or the lioness, my brother.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah Akbar. Husada, a brother wants to know, how often can we be intimate with our wives during this lockdown? I mean,
anytime it's played down, my brother. You want quarterfinal, semi-final, final, all is lungile, brother. No problem. So your wife is happy, you happy, you're not missing any salat. So alhamdulillah. And if you want once a week, one round per week, so it's fine. There's no problem, my brother. It's all up to you. So you and your wife, you decide how you want to do it and so forth. Just make sure of three things. Number one, that you don't miss any salat on time. You have to read salat on time. Second one is this, that you don't make such a record that the children also are hearing now and all that. Father, mother, they will think you're fighting, but you're busy with your gymnastics. So you should think about that as well. And third one is this, that not you make so much ada, then for the next 6 months you will be upper six, you understand? So you must remember, brother, everything in moderation.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, that Maulana Mufti Saab, rumors destroy marriages. I was on the verge of divorcing my wife when an instigator spread rumors that my wife was seen in the movies with another man on a certain day. The mistake they made was to fight the exact date and time, because my wife and I were both together overseas at that time. My question is, Ustad, to you, expound on rumors. Don't judge non-facts, Ustad.
You must remember that just today this happened, and I'll tell you what happened. Let's answer your question. So you must remember, when people are jealous, they're jealous of your marriage, they're jealous of you, or they're jealous of your wife, or they're jealous of your children. So that is what they will try and do, to try and destroy your marriage and so forth. But because they place the time and they put the date and what have you, and you know very well that you were in overseas, so that's an absolute lie and so forth. So what crime is there for them? وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, those people who accuse a lady, or a male for that matter, of adultery, fornication, zina and so forth. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَعْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ, and then they cannot produce four male witnesses. فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلَّةً, then you lash them, whoop them in public 80 lashes. وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا, they are مَرْدُودُ shahada, meaning they cannot give testimony and witness in an Islamic court. So that is the punishment for them, as mentioned in Surah 24, Surah Nur, and open the first 8, 9, 10 verses, you will find all this there. Second issue is this, now what must you do to build that firewall? Remember, after every salat, you, my brother, you, my sister, I don't know you, but this is the advice. You ask me for advice. Read your five daily salats on time, and then read Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu bi Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, and after every salat, in today's nasiha, you will hear it, inshallah, that what you should do after first salat, and in that way, Almighty Allah will protect you. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad, that those people, remember, who are jealous of you, so Almighty Allah will protect you from their jealousy and envy. Let me tell you what happened to me. Lot of things happen, you know, because I'm in media with Allah's help now 20 years, Allah's mercy, Allah's help alone, nothing to do with us. Adam in Fadli Rabbi. So you get people who are jealous, you get people who are envious. So one bright spark there writes something, and he says that I'm said that there will be a war, or there'll be shortage, and there'll be a lot of problems and so forth. At the bottom he wrote Mufti AK, trying to insinuate that I wrote that letter. Last week already I saw it, some people, I just told them that I did not write this letter. And to all of you who sent it to me to confirm and to ask, did I really write this? Jazakumullah khairan, I really appreciate it. So today, alhamdulillah, I prepared letter and then we sent it out. It's gone viral now, the response to that. Now, who does this? You know, we are Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We defending the honor of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honor of the Ahlul Bayt, the honor of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and we speak of the Sahaba and the Awliyaullah according to the four schools of thought. Now you have the Shias, make no mistake, Shias are out of the fold of Islam, but because they cannot break my arguments, you must remember, because from their own books, I prove to them, their books write that the Quran has 17,000 verses. In Usulul Kafi, Kulaini wrote that, which they cannot refute. From their own books, we can prove to you they are cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, all this. So remember, we prove to them they are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and they are the people are not part of the Ummah, even as the Zainul Abidin said so. All in their books, but they cannot break anyone. Kafir Khomeini wrote in Tawdi'ul Masail that you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. We have all these books. So they can't break the argument. So what they do, they will want to create tension now between me and some people and so forth and so on. And they'll say Mufti AK said that. This is the work of the Kuffar Shia, or is the work of the Munafiqeen, those who are the agents. So remember, you won't get away. Either in this world, Allah will expose you, and we will take action then. One action I took against one person previously who said that I am responsible for some Muslim dead dying in Cape Town. So I'll be honest, we sued him for 5 million rand. And then you see what happened. So he had to then apologize in public. So we will get a hold of you, inshallah. Remember that. We also have ways and means. Allah will show us, and then we will take action. So remember, you Shias, you are non-Muslim. You got nothing to do with Islam. So you can try all your tactics you want. We leave our matter with Allah, and Allah will deal with you and expose you. So that is what all of you receive the letter. Do me a favor, do the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah a favor, forward it to all your contacts, and remember, we must expose the scourge of Shias. We agree 100% with Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Shias are worse than the Jews, Christians, and other kuffar and non-Muslims. Remember, yeto gurke chor hai. They're the enemies within the house, Trojan horse they are. Allah protect us from the shir and the evil of the kuffar Shia Allah and their agents.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustadh, somebody wants to know here that what dua can I read for a husband with wandering eyes? Ustad,
remember, dua alone doesn't work. This morning I told somebody, you must remember, they want advice. I told them that today is Wednesday. Study Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you will find it was the Battle of Khandaq, just outside Medina Munawwara. The kuffar, the non-Muslims on one side, the Muslims on one side. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Persian, he lived for 250 years. We went to his grave also, his grave Mubarak in Iraq, in Madain. Nevertheless, you must remember that he, Salman Farsi, suggested to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should dig a trench. And the trench was dug, and on Wednesday after Zuhr, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, and the dua was accepted. The wind started blowing, the enemies took flight and ran away. But you can't just depend on dua. Remember, dua was made, but a trench was also dug. So remember, we must make effort and also dua. It's a twin process. So we have to do both things as well. So your husband has wandering eye, and he wants to look at this woman, that woman. When you're not there, he'll check the porn. He will see more movies, sometimes chat with the street ladies. So all this will happen. So you have to change the things from inside. So speak to him and start ta'lim in your house. Start reading salat there. It's locked down. Start reading more and more salat. With love, waking up at tahajjud 3, 4 o'clock. Tell him you can sleep after ishraq or after fajr or so forth. And in that way, create the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for Deenul Islam. And then, inshallah, you will see he will leave these things. He might be reading salat, but the salat is slapdash. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. So otherwise, the Quran Sharif teaches us in the beginning of the 21st, choose, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Open the 21st part of the noble Quran. Verily, salat prohibits you from all obscenities and injustice. But that is when we read and perform the salat as it's supposed to be read. Today, majority of the ummah just read salat haphazardly. So you you will not find the desired results. The desired results will come when we read the Salat, Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Surah 23, verse 2. When we read Salat with devotion and concentration.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, you have to listen to this question. Somebody says here, Mufti Sahab, that my wife and I were married for 40 years. I divorced her on our 40th anniversary and she passed away on hearing the news. I made a grave mistake, Mufti Sahab. She did nothing wrong. Only asked me to be neat in my ways. Will she be my wife in Jannah? I feel sad, Mufti Sahab. And the actual reason I divorced her, which she didn't know, is because I had a mistress, but she passed away without knowing that. Please guide me. I'm feeling very two-faced to start.
You must remember the Quran Sharif teaches us this. You paid the penalty in this world. Allah gave you someone pure and that is your wife. And you were busy with your mistress and with your spare wheel. Now listen to what the Quran Sharif speaks regarding these type of issues. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. So remember, it is not equal that you have the khabith. This is Quran. So that which is impure and napak for you, haram for you, was tayyib and the pure. Your wife was pure for you and you did not make qadr, you did not appreciate, you wanted fun, games, entertainment, and now remember what you did and you enjoyed it. You used to go there night time, give her all fairy tale stories. And fattakullah, fear Almighty Allah, ya ulil albab, O people of intelligence, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 100. So see, now you lost your wife. Will she be your wife in Jannah? No, she won't be your wife. Because 40 years now she served you. She was tayyib, at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. And you made naqadri. You did not appreciate her. So Allah punish you. And now you're going to live with that for the rest of your life. Your next 5, 10, 20 years, Allah alone knows how long you will live. So you must do three things. One is ask Almighty Allah for tawbah. You are sleeping with your mistress, that is adultery, punishable by death. And for that also, and make lot of dua for your ex-wife. And then remember, give out charity on her behalf and so forth. Because you are the guilty party, you must remember that. Not she. And she did not know, but Almighty Allah made it such that you felt that she is not good enough and you divorced her. So that is, at least you spoke the truth. So remember, if you are honest and you ask Almighty Allah forgiveness, then Almighty Allah will forgive. We all make mistakes. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned, despondent in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. This is the result of your running around, committing adultery and so forth. Allah gave you pure chaste wife. No, I must get busy with the spare wheel, with the mistress, with my girlfriend. This is punishment in the world. What awaits in the year after is worse. In Islam, when a person commits fornication, 100 lashes in public. A person commits adultery, he or she is married, and they commit the crime, then it is death penalty. There's no two opinions on this issue. So brother, serious, serious crime. And then to add insult to injury, you are the guilty party and you go and divorce her. So now you have to live with that for the rest of your life. Make abundant dua for her. Give our charity on her behalf. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive you. So that is my advice to you.
Let's go to Pirax, Ustad. Pirax, the brother says, first time he's listening to the Bliss of Marriage. I was told by one of my sisters, please listen to the Bliss of Marriage. My wife is an angel and I am a devil. She prays 5 times a day while I watch TV. Yes, Mufti Sahab, Allah is watching us. But it's in our hearts. What counts? I cannot be a hypocrite to read Salah when my heart is not in Salah. Guide me, please, Ustad.
Yes, you must remember that is the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan, he beautifies your actions. So you need to ask yourself three things, my brother. That who gave you this eyes, ears, and everything else? Allah gave you the greatest bounty of wealth of Iman and Islam. I give you a logical explanation why you should be reading Salat and why you must read. You see, when we read Fajr Salat, I'm speaking of the first Salat. So we read two rakats. I'm here by the desk now. We live on radio, right? So the world can listen to us, Alhamdulillah. So I'm touching this table. I can tell you whether it's hot or cold, warm or cold. So we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching. When we read Zuhur Salat, four rakats, we thank Allah for the sense of hearing. We can hear the adhan all day from four directions. When we read Asr Salat, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the sense of smelling. Our wife cooks that biryani, akni, whatever, that aroma is already coming and so forth. So or whether it is the stench, Allah forbid, so from outside or whatever you. When we read Maghrib Salat, we reading three rakats to thank Allah for the faculty of sight. I can see in front, right and left. When we perform Isha Salat, my brother, we thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the sense of taste. Whatever solid liquid we insert in our mouth, so either it is sweet, either it is sour, either salty, either bitter. So you ask yourself, has this got to do with hypocrisy, or it is gratitude to Almighty Allah? You don't expect it to come in your heart, but you must start reading Salat. And when you start reading Salat regularly, Salat is called Salat, as-silatu bayn al-abdi wa rabbi. If a person doesn't read Salat, the first thing, remember the Quran Kareem states, ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you land up in Jahannam and the hellfire? Qalu lam nakum min al-muswallin. The person will say, I never perform Salat. Hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abdu yawm al-qiyamah, as-salat. The first thing you'll be questioned of about on the day of justice after Allah blessed us with Iman and Islam is regarding Salat. We're not doing anybody a favor. You have to fight the shaitan. You have to fight your ego and your pride and arrogance and thinking that, no, I don't want to be hypocrite. So you want to wake up with shaitan in Jahannam rather than being in Jannah. So the choice is yours. I am here to advise you, my brother. It is an act of submission. The whole world today, if you look at what's happening, they all have to accept that the supreme being, whether it's an atheist or whatever, suddenly lockdown, suddenly shops are closed, suddenly this happens. So remember, people, the Italy Prime Minister, President, whatever his name, he said, we tried everything and yet we don't have place to even bury the dead. There's no coffins left also. So all of them realize now there's one supreme being. Now we say, like the shaitan say, I don't want to make sajda. Why? Ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. So I'm better than Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So when we say, no, I'm being hypocritical, all this, so it means we are happy to join the party of shaitan. So think about it properly. You will have an answer, Almighty Allah. You will have to answer in your grave. I am just here to give you a gentle reminder, my brother. Come to your senses. Your wife is an angel. Make qadr of her, appreciate her before it's too late.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustaz, before we go, inshallah, for an interval, husband and wife are fasting tomorrow, which is Thursday. So they want to know, Ustaz, fasting in the month of Sha'ban. Ustaz?
Yes, here there are three issues. Remember, during the month of Shaban, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast excessively. When the Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, why ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith in Sunan Nasai, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ana uhibbu ay yurfa amali wa ana saim. I love that my actions are raised whilst I am fasting. So that is why we must remember, we should be fasting. Second one, those of us from the time we became mature till now, so we 18, 20, 30, 50, 70 years old, so calculate, do we have any qada? If we have qada, so first keep the qada fast and leave out the sunnat and nafil fast. Nafil means voluntary. Third one, if you are up to date, mashallah, you have not missed any fast, or you missed the fast and kept the qada, then by all means, Mondays, Thursdays, is the sunnah to fast. 13, 14, 15, the sunnah to fast. Next week, Wednesday night, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah al Jama'ah, next week, Wednesday night, remember, is the big night, the 8th of April, Wednesday. That night there after Maghrib, after sunset, is the auspicious night, Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, and that is Shabbat Bara'at, and that is a big night, auspicious night, according to Ahlu Sunnah al Jama'ah. We accept it. There are so many ahadith on it. So that is one issue. Then the next issue is, there's so many messages going viral, and that is, tomorrow is global fasting. We reject all that. We got nothing to do with global prayer and global fasting and all these things here. These are how the enemies promote interfaith. When you speak of interfaith, then they tell you, Jews, Christians, Hindus, fire worshippers, Zoroastrians, we all are on par, we equal. So we say no, that any religion besides Islam is dalala, is astray. And Almighty Allah has made this clear and enshrined it in the noble Quran. وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, whosoever looks and searches for a religion besides Islam, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ, it will not be accepted on behalf of that person. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and that person will be in Jahannam and the hellfire, and will be in disaster forever. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 85. So we need to be clear on that issue. So yes, if you're fasting tomorrow and it's qada, make your intention tonight till before Sehri ends tomorrow morning. If you're keeping sunnah fast, fine. Say, I'm imitating, emulating Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing to do with the global fasting and so forth. Third one, you must remember that if we have qada, then give qada preference over the sunnah and the nafil fast. So that is what we need to understand.
19 minutes to 12 o'clock. Let's go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the bliss of marriage.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa.
18 minutes to 12, you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Ustad, the listener wants to know, when do we start Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan? Ila akhi, Ustad.
Very good. Remember, the hadith is mentioned in various kitabs, is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, is mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba and various other hadith kitab. So you read now, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan alana oli, wa sallim huli mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, you protect me, save me for Ramadan, that I am not involved in any accidents or mishaps or something, Allah forbid. And you protect Ramadan for us, meaning there must be no confusion regarding the moon sighting and so forth. And I can give it to you now already. In Saudi Arabia, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, it will be on the 24th of Ramadan, or 24th of April, that Ramadan will start. The first pass is a Friday. So the Thursday night will be the first Ramadan Taraweeh, and Friday will be the first pass. Now, how we know that is because Thursday there will be the 23rd of April, the 30th of Shaban. So obviously the next day will be first Ramadan. In South Africa, that Friday night, remember, will be the first Taraweeh, and then Saturday will be the first fast, 21st. All this is subject to sighting, not sighting the moon and so forth. So that is 99%, you can diarize it. So remember, in Saudi, it Makkah, Medina, and almost Arab countries will follow them, so Aqsa and so forth. So that is what will happen. But here in South Africa, 99%, it will be Friday night, and then Saturday will be the first day of fasting, the 25th of April. So very good. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, whatever good deeds we are doing during this month of Ramadan, you accept it, O Allah. So three things here. 15th night of Shaban, the big night, auspicious night, next week, Wednesday night. Today is Wednesday, next week, Wednesday night. And then Ramadan Mubarak, read the dua. اللَّهُمَ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِي شَعْبَانَ وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Ya Allah, that you grant us barakah during this month of Shaaban and spare us so we can experience another wonderful month of Ramadan. Second one will be that a person should always remember, try and make effort so that we start from now already burning the sins and incinerating the sins. That is the meaning of Ramadan. Yes, Jazakallah khair to the sister. Read Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. So that is the plural how I read it for everybody inshallah.
Subhanallah. Ameen, 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 sum ameen. We said, listen to this question. Mufti sahab, our men were reading Jamaat Salah in the Musalla in our building. After a few days, one man who only attended two times reported them to the landlord. Both Muslims, so now they closed the Musalla. But Allah Ta'ala is great. They're reading in someone's flat. Alhamdulillah. Now Mufti sahab, you want us to read Jummah. How do we do this? How can Muslims do this, Ustad? Should we read the Jummah or not?
Remember, if you are in one complex and so forth, and then you are going there to that house or whatever, so that is no problem. So you're not going out of your yard and all this type of, you just come here to lanes, you'll see 100,000 people walking and so forth here. We're not suggesting for a moment that somebody should break the law. We never advocate that. We say we all should try our level best to comply with the law. But when people are trying to comply with the law and they are reading Jumu'ah, and then people go and say, I'm going to spy you and so forth. So such people are munafiqeen and hypocrites. Remember, and Allah will disgrace them. Remember in this world. So never mind hereafter. So we have too much nifaq and hypocrisy today. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib from Jalalabad, he passed away in 92. War to Madar Zad Walid, he was a sage of the age. He used to say, in those days, 70s and 80s, nifaq aam ho gaya hai. Is zamane mein. These are his words, hu bahu. In Urdu we say verbatim in English. So meaning that rifaq, hypocrisy, has become rife and rampant. Remember that. So anyway, you continue, if it's in our own building and you get four brothers minimum, so all must be sane, all must be mature, and I say, I'll send it out again to you today, tomorrow, that you must read Jummah Salat, and that is our fatwa. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our Honorable Ustad, his fatwa. Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib of the Majlis Hafidhullah, it's his fatwa. And last week also I sent it to you. So because of the circumstances, remember that they don't want you must go to the masjid. So in your own houses, your own flats, your own outbuildings, that mashallah, if you're living in a block of flats or whatever, you make one venue there and you read salat there, mashallah. So inshallah, there's no problem in that. So but minimum you must be four men. Remember that, and they must be sane, mature. You give Adhan, 12:15, they in Durban, 12:30, 12:25, they in Gauteng, and thereafter you must remember you leave 5 minutes for your Sunnah, then the second Adhan, and thereafter the two khutbahs in Arabic. If there isn't a Hafiz, an Alim, somebody, so one of you, just you take a chair, and then the second Adhan is given, you read Surah Fatiha, you read Wal Asri, Inna Atayna, Qul Wallah, Durud Sharif. Alhamdulillah, the khutbah is done. Second khutbah, you read Surah Fatiha, Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul Falaqul Bin Nas, you read Durood Sharif, you make istighfar, and you say, few Rabbana Atina fi Dunya, like that. So his khutbah is done. And then the two for Salat of Jumu'ah. So very easy and simple. So don't let people confuse you. And remember, Jummah Salat must be performed. It's compulsory when you are four males and more who are sane and mature.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, sister says that she's 3 months pregnant, but she's bleeding, Ustad. Should I continue with my salah or not, Ustad?
Remember, whether you are 3 months pregnant or 5, 6, 7 months pregnant and you experience bleeding, there is consensus, my mother, my sister, that bleeding day is not haiz, is not your menstruation. It is istihada. It is istihada, so it's a type of a sickness. So what will happen is, for every first salat, like just now is Zohar time, so you will make a fresh wudu and you perform your Zohar salat. Asr time, you're still bleeding and spotting and what have you, so you make a fresh wudu. So you continue with your salat, you continue with tilawat of Quran, touching the Quran Sharif, all that you continue. Ramadan time, if you are still fasting and so forth, and you experience, you continue your fast as well. So everything will remain as normal. Only thing for salat, every every for salat, you must make a fresh wudu. Maghrib time, you must be careful that after the adhan starts and commences for maghrib, then you make the wudu. This is only for people who are ma'zoor, who have a valid excuse. For example, the lady is bleeding while she's in a pregnancy. The man got plumbing problem. He's leaking and so forth, you know, droplets and so forth. So remember, you fall in that category. For us, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, grace and mercy, we don't have these problems. So if you make one wudu and your wudu is still valid, you can read 2, 3, 4, 5 salat also, no problem with that.
Ustad, my wife is a chatterbox. Her mouth puts us into trouble all the time. How do I silence her, Ustad?
You must remember, teach your wife, start reading Fadail al-Dhikr. And you will find it there in the works of Hazrat Shaykh Mona Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Therefore, Almighty Allah taught us, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ. Those people, male and female, who remember Almighty Allah abundantly. When you remember Almighty Allah abundantly, then remember you will speak less. But when you remember Allah very little, but then remember, وَالَّذِينَ, those are the people that they will indulge in all this type of chatterbox and gossiping, backbiting. Quran speaks about the true qualities of the true believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِضُونَ. That they are those people, Surah 23, verse 3, they are those people who turn away and they shun vain talk, futile speech, all futile actions. So that is what we should be doing to become true pakka sacha Musliman, to become true devoted, dedicated Muslims.
Ustaz, somebody says here, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. I am 72 years old. I'm a dada now, Mufti Saab. I lost my wife a year ago. I am not coping well, Mufti Saab. I bought myself a blow-up doll just to keep me company. I'm so lonely, Ustad.
So you must remember, obviously, all these type of things are totally haram. And remember that for you Muslims to think like this, you hold your one legs in the grave, and now you want to do all these type of things, totally haram it is. You must remember that for the Ummah, because you want to get involved, you see all the movies, now you want to try all these type of things. So remember, absolutely haram it is.
I see a brother in Lens once know, Mufti Saab, that last week you mentioned about to read the three people of the imam is four and some surah. We must read surah from the Quran instead of the khutbah. Could you just please explain that, Ustad?
We just explained it now, brother. So just contact me 071-888-1184 and we'll send it to you, inshallah.
Sister says, my husband goes out with his friends every weekend, Mufti Saab, even though I give him permission. Is this allowed in Islam?
No, it's not allowed. Both of you are committing vices and sins. He goes and Allah alone knows what nonsense they will do, what nonsense they will be up to. And remember, the night time is the wife time, family time that is in Islam. And you say, yeah, go, go, go. So you are an accomplice in that crime as well. So that is the time he should be spending quality time with the wife. He should be spending quality time with the children. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 2. So remember that Almighty Allah is teaching us, do not cooperate in sin and transgression.
Ustad, anonymous sister says here from Boxburg, Mufti Saab, how do we contact you regarding the letter that you sent out, Ustad, if there's any news?
So remember that zero, my details are this. Let me give you all my details. So you can contact me that and just send, if you want, WhatsApp 071-888-1184. Second one, you want to contact by email, akhusain, H-O-O-S-E-N. So akhusain@gmail.com. So you send an email, fine. Second email address, mufti@telcomsa.net. So that you can contact. You go to the website at muftiakhusain.net. You will find everything there. And even the letter is there and the fake letter somebody wrote and put my name is there as well. And you go to markazsahaba.com, markazsahaba.com. You will find everything there as well. And remember that, to Twitter account, Twitter handle at AK Hossein, AKHOOSEN. So there are different ways you can contact us, and inshallah we know that the enemies are there because they cannot break our arguments. So now they want to have character assassination and so forth. This is nothing new. They always tried it. Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time, the Pharaoh tried it. Nabi Isa alayhi salam's time, the Jews tried it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam's time, the enemies tried it. Sahabas, they tried. Today they will try. So therefore we read the dua of Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Surah 29 verse 30, Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you help us against the mischief makers. And remember, the Shias are non-Muslim, and they are agents and people who want to play both sides. To sit on the fence is an offense, and Allah will expose your nifaq and hypocrisy. Remember that.
Subhanallah, ameen. Who said WhatsApp is the biggest curse created by men? It has destroyed my marriage. Is jokes a means of divorce by telling other people that you are divorced from me, but have not told me directly? Sister in Islam, Ustad.
If your husband told somebody he has divorced you, if he said it once, then it's one talaq. He said it again, it's second talaq. He said it thrice, it's third talaq. Remember, thereafter he says, no, he was only joking. These are not matters you joke with. So you must remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam said, Salasun jidduhunna jiddun, wa hazluhunna jiddun. Three things you say it jokingly, it's serious. You say it seriously, it's serious. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, one is nikah. They say, no, we were just playing and joking. The girl is there, the girl's father is there, the boy is there, two male witnesses are there. So then the nikah will be valid then. And remember the talaq. So in that case, what you are asking, the talaq, divorce is valid. And the raj'ah, you take your wife back during the iddat after one talaq or two talaq. You say, no, I'm just joking. No, she becomes your wife. So these are issues you can't be joking about. It is people's lives, people's emotions involved. Your children's lives are involved. So therefore, Islam says, regarding this text and context, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. Do not make the verses of Allah a joke, because this is to do with your matrimonial life, your family life, your spouse's life, your children's life. So many people are impacted positively or negatively. So therefore, you can't be saying, no, today is 1st April, it's just a joke I'm making. That joke, you will pay a heavy price, my brother. Allah protect us.
Let's go to Azarvul Sharif, Ustad. Sister says, dear our senior Ustad, there's so many messages today going around about the lockdown. How do we know which one is true or not true, Mufti Sahab? Which one is authentic?
So you must remember that some messages you must just ignore and delete. The people you have confidence in, so then you just accept theirs and read their messages. Otherwise, day and night you will be busy with all these futile activities. Somebody told me yesterday he's running import-export business. What he meant, import-export, he say, I send messages and I receive messages. So day and night he's busy with that import-export, you see. So this is shaitaniyat. You can't be spending 6, 8, 10 hours, 12 hours and all day just playing with your phone. So yes, you must remember you're giving people advice, you're answering fatawa, you're doing programs, that's a different thing. But now just wasting time, killing time and all that, how much Quran you could have read, how much dua you could have read, how many surahs you could have learned. So all that positive things we could have done, and we could have sent a positive message to our children because it's lockdown. But we play with the phone, the children will play with the PlayStation, the wife will watch Bollywood, a second wife will watch Hollywood, and the children will be busy with Robin Hood. So all these are satanic activities. You must abstain from that.
One more question, Ustad, for this beautiful morning. It says here, Mufti Sahab, my baby is 3 years old. My husband abuses me in front of her. Now she has become a violent child. Is this a valid reason for me as a sister to ask for a talaq, Ustad?
Remember, you first need to discuss with your husband that his attitude and behavior is unacceptable, that he's swearing you, abusing you, Allah forbid, maybe physically assaulting you. So then in that case, if he doesn't listen, you must report him to the police, because that's what they need to be done, that you charge them for assault. Second one, to do all this is a crime, and to do it in front of the children, remember, that's worse, because now you are giving the children the upper hand that they can be violent with the mother. So see see the negative message and signal you are giving to your children. So my advice to you, sister, read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrat ayun. Ya Allah, bless us with such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Read Surah 46, verse 15. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, they bring about reform, piety in my progeny. So those are the verses, read it abundantly. Allah make easy.
I see Ba says here, Mufti Sahab, he says on the lighter side, tell Mufti AK, he says here, Habibi, I'm home alone. And the person replied, Allah is with you.
So mashallah, very good. Allah Ta'ala is with us all the time. And Allah's mercy must be with us all the time. Ameen. Okay, quickly now to give you the rundown of our programs. Inshallah, 12 o'clock is news with Brother Yusuf Ali. 12 to 1 after the news with the Brother Alphas regarding the current affairs going around the world. 1 o'clock, Zohar Adhan. 5 past 1 to half past 1, the Tafsir. Today, commentary of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, Al-Aziz. We complete, you must remember, Surah Fil, verses 4 and 5 today, and we'll complete the surah and chapter, inshallah. And then from 1:30 to 2, we'll continue with Surah Yusuf, inshallah. And then 2 to 3, Sheikh Zakaria, with the mercy of Allah, in the program's name. Then 3 to up past 3, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Then 3:30 to 5:30, Amin Templeton, inshallah, with the views on the news regarding the business world. 5:30 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub, Hafizahullah, from the Durban studio. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of today's tafsir. Then 7.30 to 8, mashallah, will be that we have Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices, 7.30 to 8. 8 to 9, we have medical file, very important, with Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan, and his special guest today is Dr. Ibrahim Mansour. What happens in the theater? So we just know, somebody went in, what's happening there? So all that they will explain in inshallah. And after 9, inshallah, we will have a lecture by Maulana Naeem Murtala, inshallah, 9 o'clock onwards after Isha Adhan. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Yusuf Ali.